Hey everybody, this is Dr. William Clark for the Dr. William Clark Podcast, and glad to be with you guys for another episode. As we jump into this particular episode, be sure to visit drwilliampclark.com to schedule your free consultation to talk about your nonprofit and your nonprofit goals. So here's another question that we received, and this question says, has anyone set up a for-profit subsidiary managed by your nonprofit? And so this is an interesting question. Before we dive into this answer, let me just kind of give some context as to why someone would want to ask this particular question. This question comes up typically because a nonprofit leader, entrepreneur, board member, board chair is highly interested in sustainability. And when we talk about sustainability, we're specifically addressing the ability of the nonprofit to last beyond a number of years so that they can continue to provide services to their community. Sustainability is also a reflection of the diverse revenue streams a nonprofit is able to generate over a period of time. And when a nonprofit is stuck with one or maybe two revenue streams, they feel that pinch, that pressure to find alternative revenues out of fear of that single source or those two sources drying up. This is not an unfounded fear. It is a legitimate fear. And quite frankly, whether you're leading a nonprofit or whether you're leading a for-profit, this fear is very real. But particularly for nonprofits, it's a very real fear because your funder, particularly your major funder, has the power to shut off funding, even if you're doing well. Even if things are going according to plan or you're doing everything above board or going beyond the pale, funding can dry up, and it can be for reasons that are not necessarily the fault of the nonprofit. And of course, there's moments where a nonprofit can be at fault and funding dries up. But regardless of why funding goes away, it is a real fear of nonprofit leaders. And so there are always conversations about sustainability, revenue diversification, etc. One of the strategies that tends to come up quite frequently amongst nonprofit entrepreneurs and leaders is how do we generate revenue where we can compete in the marketplace, and what's the best structure for that? Well, I'm not going to give hard and fast advice. I am going to encourage you to talk to your tax professional and or your attorney about how to structure this in your city, town, state, but the general rule of thumb is if you're going to set up a for-profit entity, it's because the revenue you're generating from this for-profit entity is above 50% or so of your overall income or revenue for the nonprofit. When you start to hit that threshold, which is arbitrary and is not hard and fast, but generally that's the rule of thumb, it begins to put into question the purpose of your entity and whether or not you should remain a nonprofit or retain your nonprofit status. So this is why we advise you to talk to your tax professional or your attorney to work through what does the law say in your particular area and how do you respond to it. But assuming you feel the need to still have a for-profit entity and it's because of revenue diversification, there are a couple of things I want you to think about. Before you even launch a for-profit entity, think about what your nonprofit can do to generate revenue that's consistent with the capacity and the skill set of the nonprofit organization. You don't want to launch a business for your nonprofit that is out of scope, out of skill, out of capacity for your nonprofit. So, for example, if you're doing youth workforce development, you don't want to launch a business that doesn't necessarily speak to or align with youth workforce development. You want to leverage the skills, the capacity, the intellectual prowess of your organization and leverage it so that it can generate revenue. There are all types of ideas that you could explore that are relevant to youth, workforce development, etc. And so you want to be mindful of those ideas as you're thinking through that. Now, as you think through what to do and you make a decision that's in alignment with the organization and in alignment with the skill of the organization, then you want to think through what's the best way to represent that. What's the best model? What's the best structure? And this is when you speak to your attorney and your tax professional to kind of look through the available options. And then with your leadership team and your board, make that final decision. The last thing I'll say about this whole thing is that when you finally make that decision and you conclude that we're going to go with this particular structure for our business, it is important that as a nonprofit entrepreneur that you do not lose sight of the fact that you're running a business. And I'm not just talking about the new entity you just launched. I'm talking about the nonprofit in and of itself is a business, as well as the new entity that you're forming or the new entity that you're launching. All of it is a business. All of it requires you to generate revenue and to have expenses and to have the appropriate staff. Now, when you launch this entity, this for-profit entity, be sure to treat it like a business. Don't treat it like an ATM to just support the nonprofit if funding is lost or if grant revenue is lost, unless that's the business model. Be sure to staff it with people with the right skills and abilities, people who understand the mission of the nonprofit, but people who understand the mission of the for-profit and know how to run a successful business, and not just any business, but know how to run the business that you launched. You don't want to just funnel staff from one side of the house, the nonprofit side of the house, to the for-profit side of the house, because those skills are not necessarily transferable. What you do hope is transferable is the interest and the general knowledge of how to produce the widget you're selling. But what's not necessarily transferable are business skills. You don't see a lot of that in the nonprofit industry. And quite frankly, we need to see an uptick in that in the nonprofit industry. But for that reason, you cannot just simply pluck staff from one program and say, hey, I want you to run this business. Because being an entrepreneur on a for-profit side, being an entrepreneur in the nonprofit world is not necessarily common knowledge and not a common skill that exists within our workforce. So be mindful of those things. Now, if you're in a situation where you want to explore this further, you want to talk about ideas that may be relevant to your nonprofit, you want to kick around some concepts around some businesses that may be in alignment with your nonprofit, I'm going to encourage you to visit me at drwilliampclark.com, schedule your free consultation, and we will find time to speak with you about your idea. Again, that website is drwilliampclark.com. This is Dr. William B. Clark for the Dr. William B. Clark podcast. We will catch you guys next time. See everybody.